Ask her if she likes bologna.
Love you, pudding.
I asked what kind of bosom she had. It's probably a man.
Why is it a man?
Because everyone just makes stuff up on these things. It's probably a man pretending to be a woman, okay? So picture a fat guy with a little wiener.
What's a bosom?
It's a nice word for titties.
Where's Mom?
What do you mean?
What do you think she's doing right now?
I don't know, screwing her new boyfriend, probably.
I think she's buying us presents.
Yeah, Robbie, right now she's probably buying us each a car. It's a man.
I think it's a woman. I can tell it is.
What should we write? I have a big wiener.
I want to poop back and forth.
What? What does that mean?
Like, I'll poop into her butthole, and then she'll poop it back into my butthole. And then we'll just keep doing it back and forth with the same poop.
Oh my god. I'm going to put that. I want to poop back and forth. Oh god, she's going to think we're a crazy perverted person. You think you're crazy?
No, tell her like how I said it.
No, she'll never write back, Robbie. We have to sound like we're a man, you know? That's just lame. It's stupid.
You said I could do half, and you've done all of them before this.
Okay, whatever. We're probably going to get arrested. What do you want me to put?
Like how I said it.
I'll poop in your butthole, and then you will poop it back into my butt, and we will keep doing it
back and forth with the same poop forever.
I've had it for about 6 months.
And you're just now learning how to put it on silent? Like, just now, you just...
I don't even know how to text on this thing.
Well, you type in the little numbers.
I can't make a space. I don't know how. It doesn't have a space bar.
I mean, Jesse, when you get a phone, don't you immediately figure out how to do things with it?
Yeah, I think silent...
Are you just mystified that, you know...
I use it as
calls a... Calls come to me on this thing. Wow.
No, I use it as a phone.
Yeah, but sometimes you need to put it on silent.
Silent seems to be one of the biggest things.
Yeah, sometimes when I call you and you're at work or something, you like pick it up and hang it up.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh my god, I don't know how to put this on silent.
What about movies? Yeah. When you go to a movie, do you just like leave it in the car?
I just turn it off.
I just taught Napier how to use the silent feature on his phone. He's only had it for 6 months.
Yeah, but I can just turn it off and then it becomes really silent.
All right, so let's dive right into this. We went and had breakfast. Napier salts and peppers every single bite of his food. He picks it up, he looks at it, he puts salt on it, he puts pepper on it, he looks at it again, and then he eats, and then he repeats over and over again. I mean, he doesn't salt and pepper the whole thing. He salts and peppers each individual bite. And you take little girl bites, too. I mean, like, you're a man. And you take
Does this take, like, hours and hours?
Is no, it's immediate.
Well, I'm saying, like, overall, does like...
Oh, no, he's definitely the last one
okay.
done. Yeah, he takes forever, right?
Yeah, but I eat more than all of you.
That, and you talk a lot, too. Yeah. We were talking about if we won the lottery.
Yeah.
And my point was, you know, everybody says, oh, well, if I win the lottery, I'm going to take care of all of my friends. Well, I don't feel that way. Mm. I feel like I would want to give my friends a good job.
Right.
You know, employ them in some way. But I'm not just going to give all you fuckers $1 million. Fuck you.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going to put you to work. You may not even be doing something important, but you're going to be doing something. And Napier said, I want to make sure that whatever jobs I give my friends, is not even a little bit productive. I believe... No,
I like that theory.
This is the thing that got me. A guy, Clayton, we used to hang out with, he's kind of a douchebag. Every group has the friend where somebody doesn't know really why we keep calling the guy.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that every group of friends has that. Clayton was ours.
And if you don't know who that guy is, you're that guy?
Yeah. I mean, I think I know. I'm probably that guy now that Clayton's gone. I'm going to be honest. But Clayton was that guy for years and years. And Napier said that he thinks the best thing for him, for Clayton, would be he wants to put Clayton in a field and he wants Clayton to burn dildos all day. He wants
use dildos.
He wants for people to send him their used dildos and he's going to burn them in a big trash can. And so, you know, to try to get him to change the subject, because we were in the middle of a crowded Denny's and people were staring, I said, really, Napier, what would my job be? And, you know, I mean, like, me and Napier are pretty good friends. We hang out pretty regularly. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I've known him for a long time. And he said, well, you can supervise Clayton. Which, I mean, I think that was him trying to be nice and, like, giving me a, you know, power, a position of power over Clayton.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm still sitting out in the fucking field, you know.
No, but you get your own lifeguard tower. You get to watch him and check off the dildos and used rubber fists.
I mean, but could I get a cool job?
Yeah, that is a cool job.
Watch Clayton?
Here's my question.
You're
maybe
the supervisor.
I mean, like, so, what if these people do bad? Like, what if Clayton's, like, doesn't show up for work, shows up late, and, like, isn't burning enough dildos? Does he get fired?
No, you get demerits. And then Mike has to coach him on how to be a better employee at the dildo burning facility.
But at no point does he get fired.
No, you just reprimand him constantly. Like, you just shit on his day every day you come in.
But then both, why would he continue to come in?
Because you're making 50...
Well?
Yeah, you both are at least making $50 an hour. You're making more because you're the supervisor.
Okay, so I'm going to make $51?
No, like 53 or 54.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, arguably, I've got to be in your top five friends. I mean,
yeah.
You don't know that many people. And so, like, shouldn't I get a really good job?
Would you rather come in all day, like, you know, punch the clock, do something productive, interact with
or
society?
Or would I rather watch
Clayton burn dildos? Would you rather just go out into the middle of a field in nowhere, Missouri, where there's a giant trash can set up and it's always ablaze because of the burning rubber dildos, and all day you sit up in a guard tower and then you got this little fucking lackey and you have your clipboard and you have a stopwatch and you watch him take used rubber dildos from a bin and as he places it into the fire and you've got to look at it like he, like, puts it up in the air, and you look at it, and you're like, okay, purple shiny head number two. And then he throws it in, and then you check it off, and then you write the date on there, and then he goes back and he gets another one. He's like, okay, big black...
Does he have to walk a long distance to get another one out of the box?
It's not a long distance.
It's not like right next to him, though.
No. It's 10 feet away. So he has to get, like... It's long enough to where it's annoying after you do it for a few hours. Like, all day, every day, you're just taking dildos one at a time. You can't do more than one. And you have to check it off on the list because you have to inventory the dildos.
Do I have to be there all the time? Do I have to work the same hours? Or can I call him every now and
then?
Well,
yeah, you have to...
Hey, how,
like,
many dildos have you burned so far?
Well, no, you have to be a proactive manager. You can't just let your employee run
Who's
wild.
Who's in charge of getting the dildos? Is that a Mike job?
No. I'm gonna get ads in every dirty magazine and, like, use dildo repository. You send in your dildos, and we send you back, you know, the shipping and handling.
Nice.
Like, so it's free. You just send in your used dildos, your twat busters, your ass wigglers, whatever you can get. We'll even take anal beads.
Nice.
We'll string them along and make them into Christmas lights, whatever the fuck.
So as long as they have been in a vagina or an asshole, at some point he can burn it.
Yeah. If it's new, you can't. Yeah, no, he gets an entire, like, anti-radiation suit.
Oh, nice, okay.
And he's just covered...
Really? He's going to have, like, the hood and everything?
Yeah, he is completely covered from head to toe.
Well, that makes Clayton a lot better, because then you don't have to look at his fucking ass velociraptor face.
Yeah, but think about it. You're driving along, all of a sudden you see, like, the smoke coming out of this field, and you're like, what the fuck is that
smoke?
I can
only imagine the smell as well.
Oh, yeah, it's got to smell like burning twat mist. So, you... Like, somebody will drive down a deserted road in the middle of, like...
Be the next great candle.
Yeah. It'll be like
vanilla bean,
twat mist,
lavender and burning twat mist.
Exactly. And the guy will drive down the road to see what all the commotion is about, because you're in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's nothing but cows, corn, and shit.
Yeah.
And the guy will drive down there, and he'll see this dude in this anti-radiation suit hauling dildo after dildo into this burning trash can with a guy on a guard tower checking them off. They're not going to know what's going on. They're going to think there's fucking space aliens down here.
Originally, I was bummed out about, this position.
Yeah.
I'd accept it. It sounds
for sure.
Yeah. What can Jesse do?
What can Jesse do?
Can Jesse be my supervisor?
No.
It's a bigger...
well, I don't want to have to...
And I check off the things that Mike checked off.
The things that I check off.
No, because if we did that, look, I don't want to hire an efficiency expert for this project.
Yeah.
To where, I have to, get somebody to come in, and they take a look at it, and they say, like, okay, well, what's your job at the dildo burner? And you got all these fucking jobs. Like, well, some of these are redundant.
Dildo burner. Napier's dildo burners?
Yeah, Napier's dildo reclamation.
So do you melt down the dildos and make new dildos?
Do you do something with them when they're melted?
No, we, take it out of the trash can, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We take all, the burning refuge, and we just, grind it up, and we send them to dildo factories, and they can make new dildos.
It's like a recycling project.
Yeah, except for, it's in the middle of a field, and there's only one burning trash can. And there's one dude.
What happens if this becomes really popular and you need more than just Clayton?
Well, I don't want it too big because I don't want the EPA on me.
You gotta keep up with the competition. What if, rival dildo burners come up and...
Well, I'm pretty sure burning dildos, all day, every day, this isn't a little job. I mean, obviously, Clayton's going to be doing it, and he's going to be the only one burning dildos. Everybody just watches him do it.
If Clayton calls in sick, do I have to burn the dildos?
Well, no. We just, we take a mulligan for the day.
Okay.
You're like, oh, well, nobody came
into
work.
So if Clayton calls in sick, do I still have to come and sit in the chair, or can I stay home?
We can set up a webcam, and you can watch the dildos are always going to be there.
Okay.
I mean, it's not guarded. I mean, if somebody wants free fucking used dildos, they can just go take one out of the bin.
Do you know what would be cool is if we had a clothesline system, like they have at some restaurants where they move the tickets along.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Only hang dildos from it so that he can just pull the string.
No. We're not making this efficient. He has to reach down into
the
bin.
Is that he has to go get every single one by himself.
Yeah. And he can't, take multiples. I mean, he's got two hands, but each one has to be taken care of like a fucking newborn baby. And if he drops it, he's got to take it to, the washer, and it'll be this gigantic scrub brush. And he's got to scrub the dirt off the dildo, and then...
Also, he has to clean the dildo before...
No,
he
only if he drops it.
Only if he drops it. Yeah.
Oh.
So you don't want dirt in your plastic pile.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean...
Of course not.
I mean, twatting old... ass hair. I mean, that's cool, but no dirt. I mean, we're fucking professionals here.
What did you say about your addiction is a responsibility or whatever? That was a pretty good line too.
Yeah, when you need something, it's a it's an addiction.
You don't remember, do you?
No, it was I stole it off Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I was just fucking with Chris.
Jesse, what's new, buddy? I mean, we just did 12 minutes on burning dildos.
I know. That's what the podcast misses when I'm around and Napier isn't.
We don't have anything...
I can't come with that kind of heat.
I mean, what are you going to say about... I guess we just got to think of... Napier, can you just leave us a list in case you don't show up? I could talk about burning dildos all day. Dildos never come into my...
Should we talk about sounding kits where they stick the metal rods in the dick holes?
You guys already talked about that.
I think we did.
Yeah, but I mean professional kits. We could classify them.
Are those accepted into the dildo reclamation?
Yeah, project? I mean, they've been in and...
That's metal.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, we'll still accept them, but we're not going to burn them. And Clayton still has to sort them. I mean, he can't just not sort them. But he's not going to get to burn them.
So if he finds a sounding kit in the pile of dildos, what does he do?
There's another pile, maybe?
Well, no, he can take the little egg. You don't just stick metal rods in your dick.
What if you find a Pepsi bottle in there? Do you throw it to the side? Or?
Well, that depends. Was it fucked?
Was it used as a dildo?
Was it, well, if somebody, even if you'd a dude sticks his dick hole in the tip, and spoods in it. You know what? Fuck it. It became a vagina. It's a rubber vagina now. Now he can put that in there.
So, interestingly enough, not to change the subject. I mean, if you want to talk about dildos more, go for it. But
that wasn't an invitation, was it?
Maybe, yeah. You got more to say about dildos?
Well, we'll take the little... You know the little, like, vibrating eggs? Those go in there, too.
Yeah.
And
they have batteries and stuff in them.
Yeah, Clayton has to actually go through and, like...
Take out the batteries?
Well, he doesn't have to take them out, but he does have to get... We'll have a rock.
Yeah.
And he can smash it with a rock until the batteries come out.
Oh.
I mean...
Just so we don't burn batteries?
Yeah, well, he's going to have that gear on. I mean, he's not going to be able to operate a screwdriver.
That's true.
So he's got this rock. He can hit it with the rock. I mean, I'm not spending money on this. I mean, what kind of investment
you're paying him $50 an hour.
Yeah, that's all the investment that I need.
Is he working 40 hours a week? Like 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week?
No, he works 10-hour days.
Benefits?
It's only 4 hours a day. Yeah, he gets benefits.
Vacations?
We'll do 3 weeks paid vacation a year.
Wow.
3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean...
Do I get 4 because I'm his supervisor?
Well, no, if you're not there, who's going to watch him burn the dildos?
So you have to take vacations when he does.
Oh. Well, no, you don't have to, but, I mean, you have to be at your computer on the webcam watching the dildo pile.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you don't... I mean, you can just record it and watch it later.
Make sure nobody goes and steals the dildos?
Well, what if a raccoon gets in there and dies? I mean...
Then he would sort it out.
But
what if someone tries to set fire to the dildo pile? They go, no, it's not in the trash can yet. You have to, they have to be taken from the pile to the trash can.
Well, I mean, if that were to happen, we would have contingencies. I mean, we could always go to a shop and we could find some loose ladies. We could go down to East St. Louis. We could just say, okay, one, done. Just stick them in one at a time and then done. And then, yeah, that's what we would do. I mean, we make work. I mean, you just don't sit there. We make our jobs happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're motivators.
Okay, well, not to change the subject. If you want to keep talking about dildos, go ahead. But last week when I did the, give us a funny word and we'll try to work it in.
Yeah.
I got one after we had done it. You know, he replied late. And it was, where'd it go? Lady Gaga chocolate hot dog ravioli surprise, which isn't one word.
No.
But I got to thinking about it, and Chris was talking about the Paul Simon bow tie.
Yeah.
I was thinking that maybe we could make that into a sexual maneuver as well. The Lady Gaga chocolate hot dog ravioli surprise.
What do you think, Napes? What can you do with that?
See, the thing that throws me off is the ravioli.
Yeah,
part.
No,
because
okay,
chocolate hot dog, you could do plenty with that.
Yes. Okay, this is what it is.
Okay.
It's a black male dressed in drag. That's where you got your chocolate hot dog and your Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And he's pooping on somebody while having sex with them. Like, just all of a sudden jumps up and then up ravioli everywhere. And surprise!
Yeah?
Okay, so a black guy in drag.
Yeah.
Taking a shit.
No, they're fucking. Like, that's your chocolate hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Then as they're fucking, just stand up and then shit. Like, you don't have to shit on
what
somebody,
if
you just shit.
Is it possible to shit while you're fucking?
Yeah, like, I fart all the time while I'm having sex.
Well, yeah, but farting and, like, you know, pushing out. I mean, you know how, like, it's hard to pee when you're holding a big shit without shitting?
Yeah.
Do you think it's hard to fuck and shit at the same time?
Has it ever been done, is my question.
That's a good question.
My girlfriend said she had a lady-like buddy, and her friend said that...
A lady-like buddy.
A lady buddy.
Okay.
It was a friend who was a lady.
Yeah.
And apparently she said that her first time, the guy peed in her.
Oh. Well, yeah, but that's not my question, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about shit.
Well, I mean, it's like an inch away from the pee.
So am I marking down the color of the dildo and the size of the dildo?
Yeah.
I am.
And shape, like if it has special features.
What if a dildo goes missing? I mean, will we be reprimanded for, you know...
Well, of course, you lost inventory.
Dildo,
I mean,
missing
you
from inventory.
Yeah,
or
I mean, you're accountable for this.
What would happen if we just said we burnt it?
Well, I mean, there's a webcam up. I can watch
you. Maybe you would know.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
you. Is that what
you're
going to do with your millions? You're going to sit around and watch me and Clayton burn dildos?
Yeah, I might even masturbate during it.
Well, I'm hoping that happens because I was complaining about my job the other day to my mom.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, you know, fuck this job. I'm tired of doing this. It's and I say that all the time, and it's not necessarily ever true. But, you know, people bitch about their job.
Of course.
So my mom gave me great advice, and it inspired me because my mom she really, you know how your mom tells you, you know, reach for the stars.
Right.
You can be whatever you want to be. She said, well, you know, Michael, you should look into, like, being a beer truck driver. That's what my mom said to me. Like, the only job in the world that I'm qualified to do is drive a fucking beer truck. And the funny thing about it is, she specified beer truck. Like, I mean, it could have been like a UPS truck or a Frito-Lay's truck. No, a beer truck. That's what I should be doing. I should be driving beer to establishments, getting out the little dolly, and then taking the beer into places. That's what I'm qualified to do. That's what she decided my job should be.
I don't think you'd be good at that.
I don't either. Driving a big truck, I can't find anything.
And that's like a lot of, like, I mean, not that you're not like a big guy, but
I'm a pussy. You can say it.
I mean, hauling all that beer into like restaurants and shit. Those guys are like diesel.
Yeah.
Those guys are big.
So I'm not even qualified for that. One thing my mom thinks I'm qualified to do, and I'm not even qualified to do that.
I bet if I asked my mom the same thing, she'd probably say, "Well, hon, I don't think you can get a job slapping women."
Burning dildos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that you give me a job burning dildos.
No, you won't be burning them. You'll be supervising.
Them. I'm sorry.
Let's give him a really awesome title, like VP of
dildo burning.
Dildo evacuation or something like that.
Supervising manager and HR director of Clayton.
If Clayton ends up quitting, like he's just like, I know the money's great, but I can't burn any more dildos,
yeah.
Is my job then to just watch the pile of dildos forever, or are you going to hire somebody else?
Well, I'd find somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Would you interview for that position, or would you hire
Hell someone? Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a $50 an hour job, and all you do, you sit in a fucking suit all day, playing around in a goddamn field burning dildos.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
if I got a decent pay raise, I would just burn the dildos.
No, we're not doing that. We don't have people cross trained for all these jobs. I mean, it's not going to be your job to burn the dildos because your employee is too lazy. It's your job to supervise them, and that's what you're going to be trained to do.
There's no segue into this, but I was thinking about it earlier, and I wanted to. And now I have both of you here, so I can ask: what is the most embarrassing thing that you've ever used as a porn alternative, like as a visual stimulant to jack off to? And then after you answer, I have a follow-up question.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is like the old like Sears catalog thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's probably not that embarrassing. I think it's pretty common.
Yeah, probably. I bet you've used some weird shit.
No.
I'm expecting a good answer here.
The weirdest?
Or the most embarrassing?
I think I took one of the, like, Pizza Hut ads back in the day into the bathroom and jerked off to the girl who was on the coupon.
The girl on the coupon?
Yeah, the girl on the coupon.
Was she really attractive?
I didn't really care. I just needed some titties to look at while I spanked it in the bathroom.
Okay, you ready for my follow-up question?
Sure.
What is more embarrassing? Gadget from Chippendale Rescue Rangers or the Madonna Beautiful Stranger video?
I don't even know the Beautiful Stranger video.
That's the Austin Powers one that she puts her ass in his face. At the time, she was probably
easily
60.
The Chippendales. At least the Madonna's a real person.
That crafty little bitch made some pretty cool shit, though. She kind of got me going. I don't know what it was. That little mousy ass.
I'd pee in her butt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made for kids. It's a animated thing for kids. That's way more embarrassing.
That was a thing for kids. Why did the girl chipmunk have titties?
Yeah, she did have some titties.
Well, they can be anatomical.
That little purple jumpsuit.
Yeah, and the cleavage always poking out.
Yeah. She had little bitty titties, but they stuck out there.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, and you could slap her little bottom.
You're weirded out right now, aren't you?
Somehow that weirds me out more than the burning dildo factory.
Yeah.
When I used to pause the TV and get my head way up close to the TV and try to angle my eyes to look underneath Ariel from the Little Mermaid's seashells.
Yeah,
I was a dumb fucking kid.
No, I tried that too.
Did you?
Yeah, I tried that. Not necessarily the Ariel, but I tried like looking up skirts or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you just don't know how TVs work when you're a kid. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I definitely tried that move too.
What about you?
Actually, never.
Never?
Never.
You were smart enough to know that you couldn't...
That was dumb.
No, normally I was sitting like 10 feet back playing with my dick and I didn't have time to, you know, bend around.
Do you
shit.
Ever jack off to Little Mermaid?
I think I might have, like, the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
I don't think so for Little Mermaid.
You know what? She worked for me less once she stopped being the fish chick. Is that weird?
Well, I mean, you could see more of her titties when she was the fish.
Yeah.
And obviously she didn't have nothing down there because you could...
You know it's a real thing? You know it's called the mermaid problem or the mermaid paradox?
Mermaids and... Yeah.
Where is her vagina at?
They don't have one. That's the problem.
How do they shit?
Mermaids are these, like, super, like, mythological sexual creatures that are supposed to be, like, so beautiful. Yet, the paradox is you could never fuck them.
Yeah.
You could mouth fuck them. Are you kidding?
True, yeah.
You could cut their head off and fuck their hole.
The other thing is I've always tried to get into the Betty Boop thing, but she's got that big, dumb head.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she's like the original Butterface. She was a Butterface before Butterfaces were Butterfaces.
Yeah,
weird. They were like,
Betty Boop, what are you, 50?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you look at Betty Boop and you're like, wow, that's a, you know, hot little body. And she's got this big, giant, massive, Mayor McCheese-sized fucking head.
Well, obviously, she could take a big penis in her mouth.
No, she had a little bitty mouth.
Obviously, she would give really big blowjobs then.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. But could you get past... I mean, you would have to, like... You know, it would be like you were hugging a great big fat person, like putting your hand around her giant mascot-sized beach ball head.
I just hit her with a baseball bat, knock her out, and stick it in her butt. I mean,
so these dildos.
Yeah.
So there's a webcam on Clayton. Is there a webcam on me? Like, could I?
Well, there's like four or five of them.
Oh, okay. So it's like there's multiple angles.
Yeah, it's like those classic.
And are
pornos.
You going to sell subscriptions to like the channel, or are you going to be the only one that can watch it?
Well, I mean, I'm going to watch them and record them. Like, if I ever see like something awesome happen,
are you going to put the best of the burning dildos out on DVD or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously,
and Blu-ray.
Well, of course. I mean, the Blu-ray will have the multiple angles. The DVD won't.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're not spending a fortune on this. But I mean,
remember that time Clayton dropped that black fist dildo? Man, that was a good one. Put that on the DVD. He had to scrub it off. That thing really burned too.
And you know what the awesome thing about Clayton is? You don't even have to pay him in money.
No, I can just pay him in your contributor to society cards.
Clayton had this argument with Chris Dick for months and months and months about how the world would be a better place if we didn't have money. If we all just contributed to society in a meaningful way and took what we needed. And Chris's argument was, what would stop some asshole from just walking up to the banana guy and saying, I want 100,000 bananas?
Yeah, and conversely doing nothing. Like, that. Yeah, I've been productive, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and who could gauge who actually... nobody would want to shovel shit.
Yeah,
no one
exactly.
would want to be a janitor at a junior high.
If you made just as much as the person who
took
the
seat. Yeah, I mean, as long as you contribute, everybody would be, you know...
Right.
What's a real cush job?
What, you know, I don't know,
a
CEO
dildo
or
burner.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, nobody would, you know, clean the subways. Nobody would do what the people that Chris supervised.
Bikini model, nipple tweaker.
Yeah.
That'd be...
Hey, how come I'm not the bikini model nipple tweaker? Why do I got to watch Clayton? Can there be bikini models at the dildo place?
Well, just look, like we're burning dildos. I mean...
You know, like in between boxing rounds, how they have the, you know, girls in the bikinis walk out with like round three?
Yeah.
Maybe they could, you know, hold up signs announcing what dildo Clayton's about to burn.
No, not... That would take too long. I mean, they could come out for like announcing breaks and lunches.
Oh, that'd be good.
You're like, what's her name? She's coming over here. Candy or Crystal or some other whore's name.
That'd be exciting. Like, I would love that if I'm sitting at work. Like, not just for dildo burning, but in my general job. If I was sitting there and some chick in a bikini came around with a big car that said lunchtime.
Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah, like, you're just there doing your job. She's like, okay, lunch.
Not only would that be exciting because you were going to lunch, but it'd be like a little, you know, perk me up. You'd be like, hey, you know, you'd look forward to lunchtime that much more.
Be like, yeah, it's only 10 more minutes till, you know, and bikini lady comes by and lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and even, like, if you're getting into the zone doing your job, you could, like, just zone out and wait until the titty girl comes by to tell you when your breaks and lunches are.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd come by like clockwork. I mean, just shaking her giny.
See, this is going to be an idea that started out on the dildo-burning farm, and it's going to, like, spread to corporate America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's got to. I mean, obviously, you can't give these women actual jobs. I mean...
why can't you give them actual jobs?
Well...
Do I need to explain
dumb?
This?
Most girls who have perky titties and a nice ass and tiny little waistlines... Most of them that I know are dumb whores.
So can my job be lunch girl nipple tweaker?
Well, no, you won't be tweaking their nipples, but I mean, obviously they've got to come to work, and you know they're not going to have all the necessary gear. We're not going to tell them what to buy with their money. I mean, that's like a pimp. We're not fucking assholes. So we'll have a series of costumes, and you'll be in the van, and you'll pick out the costumes for them, and they get changed in the van.
I can handle that.
All right. I know that I've talked about this with Napier before, but I haven't brought it to the podcast yet, and it was reiterated by how busy Denny's was today.
Yep.
I've talked to you about my church mall idea, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I seem like I've heard it, but I don't remember. Really.
Okay. Church mall. Denny's was so busy today, and everywhere around 10 o'clock on a Sunday is busy. And that is because there are so many churches spread out everywhere that once church lets out, they all go to whatever the closest restaurant is. If there's too many people at a church, they park on the street. It's a big hassle. There's traffic. It's a pain in the ass. What I was thinking was the if it was all centrally located, all the churches, all the things had their own little area, parking garages, highway access, like do it like a sports arena, only with churches.
A bunch of churches.
They could all get to church on Sunday, go to their thing. They could have a fucking food court at church mall. They could all go there, and us people who want to just go to Denny's could just go to Denny's.
I actually like this idea. I think the only problem is getting people to this church mall, like, or you know, getting these churches to be okay, like, because that's the thing is, like, so you're gonna have like a bunch of these different denominations, like, right next to each other in these church malls.
Sure,
I think they're gonna be.
No, I mean, they'll be separated to a certain extent. They'll be, I mean, you know, the Hot Topic people don't, you know, go to the Rue 21. I mean, they're all in the same mall. Why can't we all just, go do our church thing? They could even have their own levels of the parking garage if they want. That's great. But, ultimately, it makes traffic that much easier because they could all go there. They could have crossing guards and shit ready.
Right.
They could have shuttle buses if their parking is too far away. They could all go to church on Sunday. And if there's meet, I mean, you know, it's not like it's just going to be on Sunday. They could
you could have
throughout
like
the week.
You could have like all kinds of facilities and stuff too, like gyms and like
those Christian bookstores.
Yeah, and I was thinking like they have those. I don't know, like theaters and stuff where they get together and like have, you know, little shows.
Yeah, and I'm not saying bulldoze all the churches, just most of them. And then, like, I mean, think of how many more Walgreens. I usually have to drive at least a block and a half to get to a Walgreens. I mean,
right.
We could build so many more Walgreens and McDonald's and, you know, Dairy Queens and shit.
Right.
If we bulldozed some of these churches because they all went to church mall instead.
I like it.
Most people don't like my idea.
I love this idea.
I've been preaching this for a long time. I mean, they could even invent new religions and open up a new shop and just, you know, build on like a Cabela's or something.
I like it.
Some religions don't get along with each other.
Then we'll put them farther away from each other.
I think you're going to have like, you know, mall cops with those little tasers.
And the Segways.
Yeah.
Yeah, and little bike helmets.
But even if they did, even if there was like a big holy war, it would just be like in this church mall. It wouldn't
affect any...
The rest of us, yeah.
Of the rest of us that, you know, don't give a shit. I mean, it would be on the news, great, you know, 10 died in a...
Church mall.
Battle at church mall. It'd be... I mean, they could even have like little, you know, West Side Story, you know, dancing with knives, not real fights, and it would be great.
Can there be a Christian... / Muslim / Jewish / Scientology dildo repository?
Like, in the middle, they could all meet and burn their dildos?
Like you can all, like, get together and put your dildos in the bin.
Well, they burn all kinds of stuff. They burn...
Well, they wouldn't burn it at church mall, though.
No, you just
they
put them in the bin.
They get sent to Clayton.
Yeah, they send them to Clayton.
Like, they would pass around a box?
Yeah, and they can even put little notes, like, on the dicks... And Clayton
write them on the dicks or attach a note to the dick.
Yeah, you attach them like with a rubber band to the dick. Clayton's got to read all those notes too.
Does he have to read them out loud?
I
guess he would because he would have to report to me what it says.
Yeah. Slip him up every once in a while like a secret caller.
Yeah. Just to see if he's reading the notes effectively.
Yeah, that each day you got to give him like His compliment sandwich, where you give him a compliment, but you also have to correct him on something he did wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And then you end that with another compliment.
Right. Yeah.
And so then, but you
mix
can't,
it in there. Give me an example.
Well, say he dropped like a black used fist.
Yeah.
And he scrubbed it real good, and he got all the dirt off of it. And that was good.
Yeah.
On the other hand, he didn't really go for any type of order. When he was grabbing the dildos, he just grabbed them willy-nilly, and we're supposed to be professional, and you can't just do that. I mean, this isn't fucking Borders.
You can just throw shit wherever you want. Yeah.
So you got to say, like, look, you got to have some style to it. You can't just grab dildos out of a bin and put them in a fire. I mean, that's junior league shit. I mean, that's amateur, like fucking around in the middle of the woods shit. We're professionals. You're making $50 an hour at this, you fucking waste of shit. Now you grab those fucking dildos and you do it right every fucking time. And then you end that with, well, I also wanted to let you know that you really did zip up that suit very well today, and I like that.
Yeah. That's how it's done.
No bees can get in there.
Yeah, no bees, no horrible fumes.
That's the only thing that bothers me about those hazmat suits in movies is that bees or gas is somewhere going. It never ends well.
No.
Just like usually airplanes crash in movies. Let's face it. It happens all the time.
Yep.
When someone's wearing that hazmat suit, something is going to go wrong with that hazmat suit.
Like Outbreak?
Yeah. And do you really?
Yeah.
I don't think the people that were in that movie like that movie.
Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr. don't like it?
No, I don't think so.
I think that killed Cuba Gooding Jr. Like, have you?
No, I think that Boat Trip killed him.
Oh, fuck.
That was pretty
bad. I didn't even watch
it. What was the dogs, too? Snow Dogs.
No, that was him just trying to hang on when it was already over.
Does he do anything anymore?
I think that he does straight-to-DVD movies with Wesley Snipes and...
I thought Wesley Snipes was in jail.
No.
Are you sure?
Actually, he's in something.
Yeah, he is in something.
What was it? I don't remember.
I forgot.
It looked very forgettable, whatever it was. It had Ethan Hawke in it, too. I've already said I can't stand Ethan Hawke. I don't like his face.
Didn't he go to jail for tax fraud?
He always looks like he's holding in a fart.
No, Wesley Snipes went to jail.
I think he got out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out.
Excuse me, sir. What's your boggle?
The hell?
Here's a question. This is right along the lines of the David Bowie Prince argument that me and my friends always talk about, but I think you guys weigh on this very well. Okay, you're going to have sex with a girl.
Yeah.
But she only has three limbs.
Yeah.
You choose the three. So, two arms and a leg, or... two legs and an arm. Which would you prefer?
See, now, I would say she'd be missing a leg, but I don't know how that would work with the whole vagina thing. Like, I guess that's weird. I don't know. It's weird either way.
Let's just get that out of the way.
I think missing one arm would probably be the best, because what are her arms doing in that situation anyway? I mean, there can be some leg stuff going, and then she has one arm left to grab my ass or something, and... Or, you know,
right.
Hold
what do you
on
think?
To something. Hold on, you know.
I like Dave's one.
Dave's?
Yeah. Or you cut both legs off and put her on top and spin her around.
See, that's a horrible way to get to it, but that's kind of my theory on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that I go with the girl with one leg. I feel like it opens up, like, more angles and things you could do.
Wouldn't you just feel like you're fucking a torso or something? You'd just be like...
awesome! Yeah! All right, let's do it! I don't care what she looks like.
Napier's the only person that's like, that's better than full limbs. I'll take three limbs any day.
If you had to add a limb, would you add an arm or a leg?
Oh, man.
Where would you put it?
That's, I don't
like
know.
Goro style or like spider style?
I didn't think out the question. I just asked it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a lot weirder.
Yeah. I would guess I would go add a leg on the just on the off chance that you could, like, not see it. Because it's, like, kind of down there.
Yeah.
You know, if it's, like, if you're, like, trying to bang her, it's, like, they just got another arm, like,
probably
up on her face, like,
hands. Angles a lot more awkward if there was an extra leg. In any way, shape, or form, any way you put a leg, it's probably going to fuck up the angles.
I'm going to go with extra arm. That way she can jerk me off, play with my nuts, and even put a finger in my butthole if I wish.
Wow, I think there's your winner right there.
Wow, yeah.
That's your winner.
Man, you thought that out? You had a
that was perfectly correct.
Wow.
Nice job.
You should have been on the debate team or something.
I would have killed in the debate team.
Yeah.
I would have called somebody a faggot and threw a book at him and said, no, you suck, you fuck you, faggot! And just started hucking shit. They're like, no! Screw you!
Yeah.
I win!
Well, you know how we were talking about listening to yourselves in the podcast and how you always pick up dumb stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my new thing about listening to myself on here. My laugh sounds so fake.
It does?
Yeah, when I listen back to it, it sounds like I'm just, like, giving you, like, sympathy, like, ha-ha. So, no, it's, like, legit, though. I mean, I'm laughing, but it sounds so fake.
Chris said that... The podcast would be 100 times better if I didn't laugh. A, because my laugh is annoying, and B, because sometimes I'm laughing at him so loud you can't hear what he's saying. But there's no way that I cannot laugh. I mean, the guy's spent 20 minutes talking about burning dildos.
Well, I disagree with that anyway. I mean, laughing's good stuff. And what's wrong with laughing?
Yeah, it worked for Everybody Loves Raymond.
Really?
Wow.
Sure it did. It had a long go.
Yeah, it sure did.
One of the most successful sitcoms of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah, and Betty White's still alive.
That's right.
Yeah.
What does Betty White have to do with Everybody Loves Raymond?
Sometimes things just don't die.
Okay, yeah. I see that.
Right?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, friendo.
So, how do you... I was worried about the three-man podcast a little bit. Like, I feel like we'd be talking over each other and stuff. But I think, like, it's... I feel like it's going all right.
Yeah, you know. I guess... Sure.
Yeah. Doing good. Fuck yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to go play with my nuts.
Fucking bastard.
You got to, like... I need you to Photoshop a girl with three arms. Like...
Yeah.
So,
I've been putting random things up on the blog thing because all I was doing with the blog before is I was putting the embeddable player on the blog so that it was in two places. But lately, I've been putting up pictures and stuff. Like if we talk, like when we talk about the conference championship, I just then put it on the blog. Go to the blog. There will be random pictures every now and then. I think I put up a video to Kodachrome because Chris was talking about the Paul Simon bow tie.
Okay, I just want to say something.
Okay.
I was at work yesterday and I had to take a shit.
Yeah.
I go into the stall and somebody has put pubic hair fucking everywhere. They like ripped their nutsack hair out and stuck it all along the side of the rim and a little bit on the front, you know.
Somebody was at work shaving their balls
It was like, you could see like the hair follicles. Like somebody had ripped their nutsack hair out and stuck it all about the toilet. I wanted, if anybody who does that hear this, fuck you.
That's terrible.
I couldn't even shit. Because I was looking at that nut hair and I was like, oh, fuck this. I had to go down to the fucking Lion's Choice and shit there.
You went down to Lion's Choice and shit there?
Yeah, I was late. They yelled at me.
Choice to shit, which is quite often. They're always out of toilet paper.
No, this one had toilet paper.
Paper towels.
I got a friend of mine who like will not shit at home. Like, he will not shit at home.
He will only shit.
He will only go to public places and shit.
Which is the opposite of most people.
Yeah, like, there's people that are like have these like serious like mental blocks, and they're like,
so
they
if he gets up in the middle of the night and he has to shit, he gets in his car and drives down the street.
I don't know. I imagine he shit at his own house at some point, but he like he'll hold it. Like, if there's an option, and, like, you know, wait till we go out to eat or something, and shit there, and he's like, I just love it. I'll shit, you know, I love just screwing up other people's bathrooms and just shitting up their bathroom and keeping mine clean.
Does that include, like, friends' houses? Or
that's a good question. I don't know. That makes me wonder. I think he's a nice enough guy that he probably would save, you know, the friends' toilets. He would probably just save it all for, like, public toilets.
Do you guys get broken straws a lot?
Yeah.
Like, when you go to take the wrapper off, the straw breaks.
I hate that.
I think it's happening more recently. I think that they're starting to make straws out of different things.
Make it shittier?
Yeah, like they're cutting corners somewhere. And it's awful. And every time I get a straw, I try to take the wrapper off, and I break the straw. And then I don't get enough beverage into my mouth.
Oh, it's terrible.
Either that or I have to suck harder.
You might as well get another straw. I mean, it's pointless.
But they go through the drive-thru. What am I going to do?
That's true.
Back and get another straw?
That's true.
Well, whatever end the break is on, you just try sucking through that and stick your mouth over the break.
I hate you.
What?
I mean, you know, a lot of times it's fun when you have a great answer for everything. But that's just one of those things where we need to say, yeah, fuck straws.
Oh, fuck straws.
I mean, you don't give me a solution. We need to fix the problem, and that is that he started making straws out of different stuff.
Maybe you're just...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say I hate you. Please let me continue to watch Clayton burn dildos.
I don't know now. I might have to call up Sarah, and she'll have to say, okay, I'm going to watch Clayton burn dildos.
Oh, Sarah's going to watch Clayton burn the dildo? Do you think she would accept that job, Jesse?
I don't know.
It's a supervisor position. I mean, if she doesn't like it, she can put it on an application somewhere.
Every week before we're about to do these, I threaten to, like, trash Sarah on him. Like, hey, I'm totally just going to go crazy about your monster face this
week. I think she knows it's coming.
I'm going to talk about it for the whole hour. I'm just going to talk about your fucking monster face.
I mean, if this is you know, a weekly podcast, how many podcasts can you really, like...
I think this has become more than weekly.
Yeah.
Well, if it's... Whatever it is. More, that's even worse. But how many could you possibly do without bringing something like that up?
Bringing up your girlfriend's
monster
face.
I'll
tell you what. If I could give you any credit for anything, it's that when you two started dating, was around the same time me and Chris started with the whole monster face thing.
Yeah.
And you didn't skip a beat. I mean, you could have very easily played the boyfriend card and be like, oh, come on, you don't have a monster face. But you just dove in head first. You were like, well, yeah, it's because you're fucking ugly. I mean, you just didn't give a fuck. And that's when I knew Jesse was the man. Because, okay, I'm going to tell the story.
All right, go ahead.
Girls fish for compliments all the time. And me and Chris and Sarah were hanging out. I think we were downstairs in my office. And she was talking about how ugly she was, blah, blah, blah. But she was saying it in a way that suggested she wanted me or Chris to say, oh, come on, Sarah, you're not ugly. And we didn't. I said, yeah, you're fucking hideous. And Chris was like, yeah, I mean, you're pretty much the ugliest girl I've ever met. And she's like, fuck you guys! And we were like, well, no, I mean, we're serious. You're fucking terrible looking. And so when we get something like that, it never dies.
No.
That's one thing you can say about us, is if somebody fucks up, if somebody does something stupid, it's forever.
Well, yeah, the Clayton money thing, you know,
the
talking
Clayton
about the communist Clayton. That's
years.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to call Clayton ugly. his nickname was ugly, because he's ugly. I mean, there was no, you know, fun story behind it. He's just an ugly dude, so I started calling him ugly. He finally said, I don't like it when you call me ugly. I was like, how about Uggs? Is Uggs better? And he goes, well, no, not really. And I was like, well, fuck you. That's your nickname now, Uggs. So then I started calling him Uggs. At some point during that, he became Colonel Uggs because we decided he needed a title.
Yeah.
So then he was Colonel Uggs. And then we went on a road trip, and
the whole time he was gloating about how much better he was at climbing the mountain than the rest of us, which is funny because he's the blunt smokingist. And,
yeah.
So then he was Colonel Uggs, the blunt smokingist. And then at a certain point he said something about how he is the best or one of the best at everything. So Clayton's full nickname became Colonel Uggs, the blunt smokingist, who is the best or one of the best at everything. And that is what we call him. Like when we call and say, like, hey, did you call Colonel Uggs, the blunt smokingist, who is the best or one of the best at everything? That's just what we call him.
Yeah, see, usually nicknames are shorter than the real names.
Yeah, but not in this case.
Not in this case, no.
And you know, Chris Dix, mad at Bacon.
Right, they just don't die.
They don't die, ever.
Yeah, but to bring it back around to the monster face, yeah, I mean, there was a certificate made up at one point.
Yeah, I think that the exact certificate read, certificate for being really, I think I just filled the entire certificate with E's.
Right.
Really ugly and having a monster face.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, we make her monster face coupons when she goes to restaurants.
Right.
And
so well, I'm really glad she gets the joke because she's never once said to me, well, and I should say for the record that she does not have a monster face. I mean, just
no, no, not at all.
No, then that's, but that's what makes it. If she was,
and that's why it's funny.
If she was ugly, it'd be like the meanest thing ever.
Yeah, that I mean, like if we were like, if she was a burn victim or something, we're like, oh god, look at your
yeah,
fucking
that'd
face.
Be terrible. But no, she's you know very attractive.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's calling her monster face is hilarious, and I'm very glad she gets the joke. Otherwise, she's never once said to me, like, hey, okay,
could
I know.
You lighten up on the monster
yeah,
face
like,
thing?
Yeah, can you tell the guys that you know. Whatever, it's not so funny anymore. No, it
well,
never said that
once.
There's
probably two reasons for that. One, she gets the joke and she thinks it's funny to a certain extent. And two, she knows we wouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, does she think that...
It'd probably be worse.
Does she think that you're going to come to us and say, hey guys, could you quit calling my girlfriend Monster Face? We're just going to be like, oh yeah, sure, Jesse, no problem.
<That's>
we'll
true.
Give up on this joke that we've told for years and years.
She knows
just
you guys
on
too
USA,
well.
So, yeah. Which is, you know, kind of what happened with our other thing. Is we don't let shit go. We really should.
Yeah.
But we don't.
It's not going to die.
No.
That'll be taken to the fucking grave.
I mean,
grave.
We may not just, you know, go right out and say it, but there's going to be digs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have to be. How do you let something like that go?
You don't. I mean, you could, and it would probably make your life a lot easier.
Yeah, but
but it's
I mean,
not nearly as much fun.
No.
No.
And we're never. That's never going to die.
I can't believe.
And one.
I can't believe you didn't hear about that.
One day, it's probably going to be at Christmas time.
Yeah.
She's going to kick me right in the dick.
He or she.
I think we can just drop the he or she. She's going to kick me right in the dick. Call me an asshole, and then say, "Here's your fucking present," and spit in my face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then, will that be it?
No.
Oh.
Because then it'll just make me do it again, and even harder, and then she's going to call me up, and she's going to yell at me, and I'm going to feel bad for a couple days.
So the
dildos.
I'm going
to forget about it. Yeah.
When you have the... Is it going to be like a huge trash can, or is it going to be like a fire pit? Or what are we going to have the fire in that we're going to put the dildos in?
Like a bonfire?
What if Clayton is having a very efficient day, and... Like, midway through the day, the trash can or fire pit or cauldron of some sort becomes full of dildos to where you cannot throw another dildo in.
Well, no. I mean, every day it's going to be cleaned out of the refuge.
Well, what if it fills up midday? Are we going to have another one that he can just start up?
Well, no. That's. I mean, you've reached your quota.
Oh, so then you can just go home early?
Yeah, but you can only do one at a time. I mean,
so it would take a long time. Yeah,
they're gonna be the industrial size like garbage bins.
So if he wanted to, you know, really hustle, he could go home early.
Well, I mean, you'd have to do that really good. I mean, how big is a dildo after it's been on fire?
Yeah, I imagine it'd melt pretty quickly too.
Yeah,
you need to burn a dildo
just to see
what happens.
I'm pretty sure.
You got any dildos laying around?
I don't have dildos. I don't stick things in my ass.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And if my lady friend is over, the one thing I'm not going to do is say, "Ooh, you know what I'd like to fuck you with? Something that looks like a dick." Oh wait, here's my dick. Let's do that instead. Oh God, that's awesome. Why was I thinking about some other dick?
So are these, like, people are going to send these in, they're going to have packages, so it's clean if they open the package, too, and...
No, that'll be a different part of the operation.
Oh, well, so, we have another employee now.
Yeah, well, there'll be other employees, it's just not going to be Mike and Clayton in a fucking field burning dildos. That's fucking stupid.
It's going to be like a corporation?
Yeah.
Are you going to have international, like, dildo burners in Canada?
No, there'll be a central depository.
Oh.
I mean, they'll all go to the same place. Like, I mean, the UPS guy will just show up with a bunch of dildos.
You know, customs issue with all these dildos traveling around?
Well, I mean, they take care of that when they ship it.
Oh.
I recommend that you incorporate this business. Otherwise, you know, just for personal liability.
Yeah, I'll make an LLC, so...
Yeah.
Not to harp on old shit or anything, but Jesse hasn't listened to the last podcast yet, so you should tell him the second worst... way to die besides...
I think I got that far, actually.
Besides starving to death.
Jesse said he heard it.
The second worst.
The second worst. Yeah, Jesse said he heard it. It was
just
in
case somebody missed.
Okay.
The last one.
The second worst way to die is to, like, fall into a cesspool or, like, a fucking, you know, just a pool of shit. And you're in the pool of shit, and you're trying to get out. It's like quicksand. There's nothing but shit, and it's dragging you down, and it's getting into your feet and your fucking toes, and it's like...
What about your feet's what you're worried about? It's getting into your feet.
Well, yeah, but that's where it starts. And it gets under... It gets like, near your asshole. I mean, it's liquid shit, for Christ's sakes. And it's getting all over. You can feel it, like, right when it touches your nipples, you get, like, a little cool sensation, and that's kind of nice, but then you realize,
you get
God, it's shit! It's shit!
You get it at your nipples? I get it, like, right around my junk area.
Well, I mean, that's
when you go, woo!
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's,
that's
like
going to happen
tiny
first.
Lining, like you get a nice cool sensation, then you realize, oh no,
you're like, oh no, it's somebody else's shit, like an entire city's, like, just shit pile for like the last month, and then you're just drowning in this shit, and you got shit in your face and in your nose and in your eyes, and you try to breathe and the shit goes into your mouth and your lungs, and you try to open your eyes to see where you are, if you can find like a small thing to grab onto, the only thing you can see is more shit.
Well, see, that makes me think of two things, okay? Thing number one, people have died by, like, shit. Like, I saw, I don't know if it was a video or just heard about it, this guy at a zoo died when a elephant shit on him.
Yeah.
An elephant shit on him. So it's basically that. I mean, it's not people shit.
When he couldn't
elephant.
Find his way out of the elephant shit?
Yes, or? He literally drowned in a giant pile of elephant shit. So, I mean, that's, like, realistic. So that's thing number one. Thing number two, so the top way is burning. That's what we decided, right? This is the second worst way to die other than burning.
Yeah, other than burning.
What,
drowning in shit.
Where does, like, let's say I fall into the dildo burning furnace.
Oh, there'll be guards.
So now we have guards?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a whole operation. You're giving me way too much to supervise.
But what if? What if I
did? I need an assistant.
Isn't
you do.
That's worse, that's, right?
What?
That burning in a pile of burning dildos is worse than just getting
no,
burned.
No, the fire will clean off the hepatitis and the AIDS and the genital warts.
Just the embarrassment factor, I feel like, because, you know, someone's got to go to my parents and go, your son died. Oh, how did he die? He was burned to death. Oh, my God, that's terrible. And a giant pile of used dildos. That extra, like, you know,
in his defense,
factor.
Though, they were pretty much all melted.
The hepatitis was burned off.
He didn't get AIDS
better.
Before he died,
Clayton,
so Jesus still loves him.
Clayton could have saved him, but he was going to get another dildo.
Luckily, our corporation has life insurance, so
yeah.
You'll be...
Oh, yeah, there's good life insurance, and there's, like, a health plan, and, I mean,
do you think that it would be pretty... do you think that's a high-risk... job that will require...
Well, no. I mean, we'll have the OSHA people in there with their OSHA manuals.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I mean, they'll be... Like, he's not just going to a burning pile and placing dildos in it. No, I mean, we're professionals.
Are you
going to
have a sign?
No, well, there'll be signs.
Does it light up at night, the sign?
Well, no. I mean, there's not going to be a fire at night. It's just going to... It's not going to be constantly burning like a fucking
Jet
Simpsons
plane.
Car or tire fire.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got to, you know, advertise your business. So the sign should light up at night so just so that people know where the burning dildos are in the morning.
Well, I
if
mean...
If they're driving by at night, not only are they looking for deers, but they're looking for places to bring their used dildos.
Well, I mean, no, you send it in. I mean,
so
we got a catalog.
Deliveries by hand are not accepted?
Oh. Well, so if somebody shows up with a dildo and says, here, burn this dildo, we're going to say, no, you have to go through the proper channels? I think
we should
just go ahead and burn it.
Well, look, it's going to be in the middle of a field. I mean, the depository is somewhere else.
Okay.
I mean, they make deliveries to the actual bin that Clayton uses.
So it's not going to be readily available where the site of the burning dildos are.
Yeah, we don't do that on site. I mean, it's not the same place.
It's kind of like Area 51.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nobody knows exactly where we're at. So
well, Clayton will, and you will, and the bikini girls.
And the guards.
Yeah, and the guards.
Yeah. Are we going to have this fenced in?
Well, I mean, I don't know why you would.
Are we going? Well, we don't want people walking into our dildo pile.
Well, we got guards. I mean, it's in the middle of an empty field. I mean, you can see people for miles.
Huh.
I mean,
I'm worried about the fumes from these burning dildos. I mean,
no, you'll have suits.
So, well, I'm saying just in general.
Is the income going to come from?
From the what? It's just completely subsidized by Napier's lottery winnings.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're not going to make any...
No, it's going to be a tax write-off. I'm going to lose money on it, so when I do other things that are more responsible, like, build guns and bombs for, little kids to play with...
Are you going to build guns and bombs with the materials from the melted dildos?
Well,
because that would be awesome. Like, yeah, if you sold guns to... the U.S. Army to then take overseas and shoot people with their dildo guns.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you're making the world a better place.
Yeah, I assume.
Doing God's work.
Like,
yeah.
have you ever grabbed a rubber dick? I mean, they're pretty comfortable. They're supposed to go in vaginas and assholes. I assume holding one would be much more comfortable than some Bakelite or some shit.
But is it too floppy, or would you make it some kind of?
Well, no, we'll add things to it.
Okay.
Like a wire mesh or something. No, it'll feel good, like a hoe grip. It'll feel better than holding your own dick. Like, man, I want to hold my gun. And then I hold my dick, and like, oh, man, I don't know which I like more, this gun grip or my own dick. I just can't decide. And then, I mean, you'll play with both of them for a while.
Could that be the slogan that you could sell it with? Like,
better than holding your own dick.
Yeah.
That would actually probably do well. You could put that in, like, some redneck gun magazines, and
so
they'd probably...
Now we're making money. Do I get a raise because I came up with that?
Well, that depends.
Well, I helped come up with it.
Well, I mean, there's obviously going to be costs and expenses. I mean, we're paying a guy $50 to put dildos in a fire.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, there's other things to it, and there are regulations, and, we do have to account for that, too. It's going to take a lot of burning dildos to make up for all that money.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for the gears to start in motion on this thing. I'll be very excited.
Maybe we should come up with good ideas.
I think that's a great idea.
instead of spending an hour talking about something that'll obviously never happen, we should brainstorm something that would actually make us money.
I don't know. I bet that if people listen to this bullshit, they would certainly watch the Burning Dildos channel.
The webcam? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we can have it on Outdoor Life.
And actually, I could see this happening. So Clayton goes over to the bin, okay? He opens up the package. Or no, a package opener opens up the package.
Hold on a second. How big of a soda is that? That's bigger than a 1 liter. What the fuck is that?
That's a 2 liter. My girlfriend got it for me for Valentine's Day.
That was your Valentine's Day present? Giant thing of Diet Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, it's fucking
That doesn't
awesome.
Look like a 2 liter, though.
Yeah,
it's a 2 liter.
I'm sorry, Jesse, continue. I just noticed that.
That is giant, though.
Yeah, it's awesome. I can stick my lips on it.
So a package opener opens the package. Clayton extracts a dildo that's got a... Like
oh, no. At the central depository, that's where, it'll probably be like a sweatshop where you have little, like, Asian ladies, like, with rubber gloves and, like, a mask so they don't get, splatter. And they take these dildos out and they put them in, like, a laundry basket.
Can we have some of those, like, air tubes, like, at the bank?
You could for the smaller items, but I mean, somebody's going to mail like a 13
or something in there. And,
What happens if somebody puts like a 13-foot dildo in a box?
Yeah,
I mean, you can't
That's
put
true.
That in
well,
a tube.
Some might be hand delivered, but I like the air tube.
Yeah.
Anyway, Clayton, reads a little note that says, dear burning dildo guys, here's old Betsy. She's been very good to me. It's time to retire her, blah, blah. I think people might watch it. And then you, like, ceremoniously put it in the fire and watch it melt. That I think people can watch it.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that would be cool. Like, you could have, like, a... We would cut it down, of course. Like, everything Clayton would say, he'd have to read into the camera. And, you know, of course, we're going to have the Secret Santa stuff, you know, during the holidays. Like, oh, it's not a dildo, it's a cake.
I know there might be conflicts with CSI Miami, but wouldn't it be great is if every time Clayton dropped a dildo into the thing, it played the scream from Won't Get Fooled Again?
Yeah!
Like, not the rest of the song, just that scream. Like, yeah!
That'd be great.
Just over and over again, like all day. I can listen to that all day. That's great.
Oh, and like, you know, like for like once in a while for Employee Appreciation Day, which just means Clayton Appreciation Day.
Well, I'm an employee too. Or do I?
No, well, everybody's title at the company, no matter who you are, whether you're in the depository, the last thing will be of Clayton. So just to let
to know that he is the bottom of the barrel.
And yeah, everyone will have to make at least one penny more than him.
Yeah, even like starting. Clayton can work there for 10 years. The mail boy who digs the dildos out of the boxes.
Can I have a driver more that makes, you know, a penny more than Clayton?
Yeah, well, I mean, because everybody...
I got to focus on my...
Oh, look, everybody gets in the same van. The chicks, the dude who dresses the chicks... you and Clayton.
I want that job.
What?
The chick dresser.
That was me, I thought.
Yeah. Are you the chick dresser?
Yeah.
Yeah, he called it.
So do you have to stay there all day and, like, hang out with me?
What he does is he talks to the chicks, he gets them into their little skimpy outfits, and he, you know, writes down what they have on their placards. Like, they'll come out with the placards, too.
Yeah, so I write lunchtime.
He's got a
big,
bunch of Sharpie markers. And
yeah, I mean, the girls, obviously, we're not paying them, you know, to be able to read and write. That's his job.
Who watches the dildos when we go to lunch?
Who watches, like, I don't think we need a watcher. I mean, if somebody...
The guards?
Said
we have guards.
Oh, yeah. No. The guards are only there for the fire.
I guess we just offset the guards' lunch shift with ours.
No.
Can we get an hour for lunch? Because, I mean, we're out in the field. We got to go find something.
Well,
or do we just bring our lunch? Because that's just a pain.
You can do either one. I mean, they'll, like, we'll have a satellite thing hooked up. You can watch TV. There'll be a little break area. Like, well, he's got to set all that up. He's setting up the area. He's not just just looking at titties all day.
Yeah.
That's not fair. No, he's got to set up the break room.
He'll go get lunch for me and Clayton?
Yeah, and also you get to tell him, like, when the fire's dying down.
And count out the fries to make sure that I have at least one fry more than Clayton.
Exactly.
Well, yes, yeah, I like the idea.
I want the bag fries.
I like the idea of not paying Clayton a dime, but just, like having, like, a ton of fucking bananas. Just let him take, like, as many as
he
wants.
Bananas as he wants.
Like, here you go, buddy. It's your dream world right here.
Yeah.
Here you go. Bananas and, you know, like, whatever, oranges. As many as you want.
And they all have written on them in Sharpie marker, you contribute to society. One credit. Yeah, one credit. Just put, like, one credit, one banana credit.
Well, my roommate actually had the same, like, dumb theory at some point. We were arguing about money and stuff, and he's like, yeah, you know, it'd be better without money, blah, blah. But then as he started talking it out, he goes, I said, well, how would you, like, keep track? How would you have, like, you know, how would you know how many people, how much you contribute to society? And if you had your daily bananas yet or not, how would you know? And he goes, well, you could get, like, little certificates that said, here you go, this is good for one banana. I'm like, so money.
Yeah.
So you have money. That's exactly what that is.
So certificates that you get as payment for doing something.
That you then in turn return for something else.
Yeah. And I mean, you can then trade your certificates to other people for other certificates.
Goods and services, yes.
Yeah, it'll be like a society, like there'll be a cop and he'll like watch over people. There'll be like a place where you go if you get sick, kind of like a hospital. And there'll be a guy that runs around in this big truck, and he puts your refuge in it, like, yeah, once a week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Huh. Like a city.
I gotta say, the dildo burning factory, or field, I'm a little worried about the commute, if it's out in the middle of buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, the commute is part of it. Clayton can't live within 45 miles of it.
Oh, so he has to...
He has to commute no matter what.
Yeah. And you'll get paid for that.
And you'll, like, pay for, like, traffic. You'll just pay people to, like, be on the road from his place to field. Like,
I'm almost rooting for you to win the lottery more than myself, just to see what happens.
I mean, like, because if I win the lottery, I'm going to buy a big-ass house and I'm going to chill.
Right.
If you win the lottery, there's going to be some dildo burning going on.
Exactly. Oh, you know, there are actually some states in this country, just getting off topic, where it's not illegal to fuck animals. And Missouri is one of them. So my plan would be...
It's not?
No, it's not illegal. Not it might wow. be it might be like animal cruelty or something, but there's no jail time
as long
involved.
As you don't hurt them.
No, like
if
you're
you
fucking,
fuck
you're putting
them,
your
okay.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's not necessarily illegal. There's no like law against it statewide. So my plan, if I won $1 million, I would have a sheep fucking tour where you get all these nasty fucks and they get these sheep, they shave the sheep until they're naked, and then they fuck them in different cities until the states, you know, make fucking sheep illegal.
Oh.
Or you could just, like, write a letter to your congressman or something.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
When did you ever write a letter to a congressman and have them say, oh, that was a great idea. We didn't think about
you
that before.
You have to take sheep fucking to their doorstep night.
Exactly.
Send them a flyer. Be like, get those Mexican guys in Vegas that clap and
yes.
put it in your hand.
Yes.
And just have plenty of advertisements ready for sheep fucking tours.
You
exactly.
Have
coming through
fucking
your
sheep.
State.
On their doorstep before them, yeah, before they you know, stand up and take notice.
Exactly. We're not taking this line down.
Maybe you could, you know, this field that you're going to buy to burn all the dildos, maybe you could just buy a big enough sheet of land that you could just make like a Napier land, like amusement park, where you fuck sheep. There'll be like a Ferris wheel, then you can burn dildos.
You can't just have everybody burning dildos. Okay? That's not cool. We didn't just decide this on a whim. We planned this out for years, goddammit. We have a plan. We have a 10-year plan. We're going to go to the bank. We're going to get a loan. And they're going to, like, how are you going to structure these payments? And we're going to be like, well, look at this, motherfucker. We got these dildos and this basket. And I got a blowtorch and a whole shit of propane. We're going to fuck this shit up. And we're going to make money at it. Like, who's going to pay you to do it? Who's not going to pay me to do it, faggot? I bet you would.
I bet you got plenty of dildos.
Exactly.
I love how that was the worst idea ever from Mike.
What? No!
Everybody has a few dildos they want to get rid of. It's great.
Exactly.
It's like the people that I see plenty of trucks driving around that, you know, go around and pick up dog shit because people are too lazy to pick up their own dog shit.
Yeah.
I mean, people got dildos, and what are they going to do? Just throw them in the trash? What if the, you know...
It really needs a clever name. This corporation needs, like, a really clever name. Not that we have to come with it right now.
Wheelbarrow full of dildos.
Yeah, wheelbarrow full of dildos.
There you go.
LLC. On fire. Yeah, LLC, though. We got to let them know it's a limited liability company. Because, look, I'm not staking all my lottery winnings into some dude running around in a field burning dildos, okay?
Yeah, if someone falls in the fire, sues Napier for all of his lottery winnings, that'd be awful. The LLC goes...
Look, we're a publicly traded company. It's not just one person. We got rights. It's true. We're going to be on Wall Street. You can buy stock.
See, but it's been in the news that the shareholders of Playboy are getting pissed off because Hugh Hefner's like holding on, and he's had offers to sell, and he hasn't sold because he wants to maintain his lifestyle and stuff. If you make it a publicly traded company,
yeah, you could lose control.
You could lose control. People will be like, "Well, he's not making any money with this. All he's doing is burning dildos in the field."
I've looked at their books, and they're not turning a very good profit. Their Q4 was under. It was very bad.
I mean, unless you got a bunch of stockbrokers that don't like making money and just enjoy burning dildos, then you're going to have plenty of pissed off people that want to know why this idiot started this company burning dildos with no plan to, you know, make any profits.
Well, that's the thing. There are some, like, some of the shares are just normal shares that anybody can buy, and then there's controlling shares, which is, I'm going to retain those, and I'll have at least, like, 51%.
Yeah, but Hugh Hefner has the majority, too, but people are, like, still trying to get him out because they're saying that he's abusing... Whatever.
I want you to think about this, like,
just for a moment. Who wants to steal a dildo burning company? Like what is their passion like to say, I really like burning dildos, but I don't like the way this guy's burning dildos.
Warren Buffett comes along and he's like,
I don't like the way this guy's burning dildos. I have a much more efficient way.
Yeah, we could have conveyors, and why does it have to be in a field? Why is this one dude just the only guy who's burning dildos? Why don't we get like a fleet of people burning dildos?
An assembly line of China and burning dildos for less money. They're paying that guy $50 an hour. We can get people to do this for $10, no problem.
Exactly.
And what's with the 45-minute commute? You can have him burning these dildos in his backyard.
Well, someone's going to come along and just realize you can set the pile of dildos on fire.
Why does it have to be off-site? Why can't they just get a room and pour gasoline in the room and then burn the room and then just brick it up? Who the fuck are these people? What business plan is this?
He has two hands. He can take more than one dildo out of the pile.
He can just take the whole thing of dildos and dump them in at one time. Why does he put one dildo in and then walk all the way back to get another dildo? And who's the guy sitting there checking the dildos off? Who cares what color the dildo was? What are they doing with these records?
God damn it, we could go down to Ford right now and buy some of those automobile-making robots, and they can inspect it themselves and put it in there. Why do we need people to do this? They'll do it for free.
Man,
a lot of questions.
I love how the company's come from inception to like destruction in the course.
Yeah,
of
we
the
already got a corporate takeover.
Yeah, ultimately, it's a bad idea.
You know what? You know what? I would do it just for the journey.
Yeah.
Just say, you know what?
Do you think it would go exactly like that, or do you think that now that we've learned what could go wrong, we can correct it? Like the
no. I want that to happen exactly as it is, because one day, like while I'm like old and like you know. I'm like a cynical old man.
You're like writing your memoirs.
No, sitting on your porch. No, I'm like waiting for a kid to go through your yard.
I'm sitting in a like a old nasty sports bar, and some like young kid who just came into town trying to change our old timey ways. He comes in like, old man, what did you used to do? And I look at him. It's like, I used to own the best dildo burning trash can in all the lands, and one day some little whippersnappers came along and said that they were going to change it, and they were going to modernize it, and nobody takes the time to sit down and whittle their own dildos out of fire anymore, and I'm just going to sit here and drink my bourbon. Fuck you.
When I was a kid, dildos were only a nickel.
Exactly. And batteries cost a penny. And your grandma would sit there and have a good old time on her fuck horse.
And you know what? I went to Radio Shack and I bought microphones.
Yeah.
And I got the equipment and stuff so that we could post this podcast to educate people about dildo farms.
Yeah.
Or dildo burning
fields.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
I guess we're just too fucking awesome.
That's really something, man.
Yeah.
That idea.
Well, we're over our hour.
You gotta. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. You gotta go back to.
Well, no, I gotta go buy shirts. All my shirts don't look nice. I need nice shirts. I'm gonna go to the mall and get button down polos.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.